This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. Today's radical thought comes out of Psalm 81, verse 12, and it reads, "So I let them follow their blind and stubborn way, living according to their own desires." Our God is an awesome God. He has done exceedingly beyond all that we could hope or think. God has delivered us from the bondage of sin through His Son, Jesus, and made a way for us to enter into heaven. And every breath that we take, every beat of our heart is a gift from our Heavenly Father. Everything that we have comes down from Him. Even our skills and abilities were given to us by God Almighty. He guards us from and protects us from our enemies. If we're not for God's mighty hand in our lives, many of us would have been destroyed long ago. When we sense the presence of the enemy, we just need to run to our strong tower, Jesus, for protection and strength. All God asks for everything that He has done, all He asks for in return for all that He does in our lives, is that we would worship and obey Him. And His desire is that we worship and obey out of a sense of thanksgiving and love rather than duty and obligation. The odd thing is that God does not make us worship and obey Him, which He could do. Instead, He invites us into fellowship with Him through our worship and obedience. But we have the choice to enter into that fellowship or not. And if we choose not to worship God, God will respect that decision. But He also wants us to understand, He wants us to realize that there are consequences for choosing our own way. In our verse for the day, we see one of the many verses that talks about God allowing us to follow our own path. Now, there's a radical thought. God will allow us to follow our own blind and stubborn path. Our way is blind. Only God can see the future. We are blind to it. At the very best, the future is a vague guess about what might happen. By walking our own way, we have decided that we would rather wander around like a blind man without a guide than to allow God, who can see all time, just like a photograph, allowing Him to direct our paths. Our way is stubborn. And to be stubborn means that you will not turn from your path even when you know it is wrong. Stubbornness is rooted in pride and will cause people to make the most foolish decisions rather than changing their path. Our way is driven by our desires. And when we live our way, it is our desires that are controlling and motivating and directing our actions. And often, we will allow those desires that are harmful to us to be the driving forces of our lives. God's pathway is never harmful to us. God has a plan for our lives that is good and will prosper us and bring us to a future with a hope. God's way is the right way. And through worship and obedience, we are brought into a sweet fellowship with God that brings protection and provision and guiding. Because of our relationship with Jesus, we have a strong tower for refuge and the hand of Almighty God to provide for us and protect us. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, remind us to run to You and to come to You in worship and obedience out of a heart filled with thanksgiving and love. God bless you. Have a radical day with Jesus. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.